There's nothing more important in life than knowing God, and going through the attributes of God has been a great encouragement for me. I think after tonight, I believe we have two more to go, and so that doesn't make me glad. I mean, I am glad there's two more, but I actually would like there to be 20 more, because just stopping every Wednesday night, coming together and thinking about what is true about God has been an encouragement to me, and I hope it's been an encouragement to you that are coming as well. Quick question to get us started. What really makes you happy? Like, what really makes you happy? What do you delight in? And you know, there's so many different things that we could think about. For some of us, it's maybe visiting a family member. If for those of us in sports, we might like a certain team winning. You know, for those of us in Cleveland sports, we don't delight a lot. Kevin was just talking to me about that tonight. There was a sports special about how Cleveland sports always does poorly. But I think that's God just using that to bring us to Him, okay? And we delight maybe in academic achievement, doing well on a test, maybe doing well in a recital, so many things, a good meal, a lot of things. What does God delight in? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. The topic, the attribute of God, God's blessedness. And again, I'm following Wayne Grudem primarily in the way he sets this up. So as we wrap up some of these final, more general attributes of God, tonight we talk about God's blessedness. Here's the definition. God's blessedness means that God delights fully in Himself. Now just pause on that. If I asked you, what do you delight in? And you said, Greg, I delight in me. I think we all would have thought, well, that's a little bit odd, maybe a little bit arrogant or proud, but God does that. God delights fully in Himself and in all that reflects His character. So if we want to be like God, godly people, then we should delight in the things that God delights in. God delights in Himself and all that reflects His character. That'll be what we look very briefly at this evening. So, 3 points. First of all, number one, God is blessed or happy taking joy in Himself. God is happy with Himself. He takes joy in Himself. Again, for us to say that about ourselves would seem, I think, a little bit over the top, but this is what God does. For example, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 15, He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And then we also have another example in 1 Timothy 1:11, the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. And I have a note there, and I put it there. I usually don't do like Greek words, but I think with the transliteration you could maybe make sense of this. The above two verses don't use the usual word for blessed. If you look at the note on your handout, right after the word blessed, those English letters, can you see the word eulogy in there? Eulogetos, eulogy. That's the more normal word, frequent word for blessed. But in these two verses, we have a different word that is frequently translated happiness. God is blessed or happy, taking joy in Himself. That's what brings Him joy. That's what brings Him happiness. God is blessed or happy, simply taking joy in Himself. It's not proud, it's not arrogant for a person to do that if it's God. Secondly, God also takes pleasure in everything in creation that mirrors, reflects perhaps, that mirrors or reflects His excellence. So for example, we can think of creation, and I have Genesis 1:31. What happened when God created? It says, God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Now, God takes pleasure in that. Why? Because it reflects His good character. This is before the fall. This is before sin. Everything God made was good. God's a good God. And He was taking pleasure in the things that he made. Isaiah 62, verse 5, "And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you. And there is coming a day when people will be rightly related to Christ, and everything will be as it should be, and the bridegroom will rejoice over the bride." And why? Because at that time, the bride will reflect the character of God. A third verse parallels Zephaniah 3:17. "The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy." Again, there's coming a day where the Lord is going to exult with joy and love and rejoicing over those who were rightly related to him and in perfect communion with him. So God takes pleasure in everything in creation that mirrors his excellence. So number one, God is happy with himself. That brings him joy. Number two, God takes pleasure in everything that mirrors or reflects his excellence. And number three, whatever is excellent ultimately comes from God, God the creator of all good. You say, okay, so are there good things in our lives? Well, if they are, they're gifts of God. James 1:17 makes that very clear. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. So everything that's truly good comes from God. It's a gift. You say, well, Greg, could I, and this will kind of bleed into one of our questions, is it okay if I delight in something good about myself? Well, it says in 1 Corinthians 4:7, be careful, what do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? We certainly would not boast in anything that is good about ourselves. It may be that God has given us, and I'm sure he has, the ability to do certain things that are good, and we can rejoice in those things, but we have to make sure we remember that those things are all gifts. There's nothing good in my life that I can take credit for. Example, some of you are blessed musically, and you sit at a piano, and you play in such a way that is wonderful. And the rest of us are encouraged by your ministry of music, and we're grateful for that. And if you said, is that okay to rejoice in that ability? Well, I guess I want to first start with, let's acknowledge that that comes from God. And some of you have been blessed musically, but that's a gift from God. And if someone were to say, but I've practiced 5 days a week for 10 years, but God gave you the fingers to practice, and God gave you the tympanic membrane to vibrate to the notes so that you could practice, and God gave you the eyes to see the notes so that you could practice, and God gave you the oxygen and the lungs, you see where we're going. Even if you worked hard, and some of you work very hard at developing a skill, an ability, whether it's academic, athletic, musical, whatever the case might be, even that's all a gift. So we want to make sure that we're taking pleasure in what God takes pleasure in. He takes pleasure in himself. He takes pleasure in everything that mirrors his excellence. And whatever there is in this world that is excellent, that is truly good, it is because it comes from the Creator of all good. We serve a blessed God, a God who takes pleasure in himself. This is one of his attributes. And to the degree that there's anything good in this world, it's all because of him. To the degree that there's anything good or excellent in us, it's all because of him. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful that we can review yet again truth about you. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, even as we wrap up these last few lessons, to just continue to draw closer to you, to rejoice in you more, to meditate on your character more deeply, to think about you more often and to realize that, yes, that is the key to going through this world. As we discuss this a little bit in our groups, as we pray together, as we pray with one another and for one another, we ask that you would meet with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.